Welcome to Be More. Sarah Gretzinger is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker who brings you her take on what it means to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. Everything from building a personal brand to delegating like a rock star to creating and launching online products and services and marketing yourself as the go-to leader in your industry and beyond. If you're a speaker, author, coach, consultant, expert, blogger, podcaster, freelancer, or solopreneur, Be More is about to become your new favorite podcast.
Hey guys, Sarah Gretzinger here, hanging out with you from the Savvy Networker. If you pushed play today on this podcast, I want to thank you for sharing some of your precious time. It's an honor to be able to hang out in this space with you. And today I'm really excited to talk about something that has completely transformed my life and my business. So what does it mean when your desires are not manifesting? If you're someone like me and you believe that life is a combination of believing that things will happen and taking action on them, then you know how important it is to keep that positive mindset up. But what happens when the world isn't delivering? When you feel like the world isn't showing up? When your business goals are the same today as they were last year? Or, you know, your perfect husband or perfect boyfriend just hasn't manifested, or the perfect wife, or whatever it is that you're looking to attract today when it's not showing up. That can cause some serious doubt in the process. And I want to just take a moment to tune in with you today to remind you that this happens to everyone. And the reality is that we can want all kinds of incredible things in our life and we can work really hard for them. But the world is not going to give that to us yet until we are ready to grow into the level of success that we're trying to manifest or the level of success that we're trying to attract. So let me take a minute to break that down for you. My goal in the past year was set that by the end of June 2020, I wanted to be generating $300,000 a month through the Savvy community, through my ability to help motivate, inspire, and serve other entrepreneurs. Now, I had to get really real with myself because originally I told myself that I wanted to have that in the first 6 months of setting the goal. And after the first 6 months of setting that goal, guess what? The world didn't deliver. It didn't happen, and it wasn't for lack of effort. It wasn't for lack of work or planning or even doing things the wrong way. It was because I wasn't ready to handle that amount of revenue. I didn't even know what I was going to do with it, where I was going to invest it, what I was going to spend it on. I just picked a random number and decided that's what I want to earn next year. Well, guess what? The world knew better. It knew that if I had that money, I probably would have went out and blown it on a fancy car that I didn't really need, or invested it into programs or courses that didn't really help fulfill my journey, or bought a big ginormous house that honestly I travel all the time, so I wouldn't have the time to take care of. But what I recognized is that the more I grow and the more I've learned to take care of my current reality, to be responsible for what I've already been entrusted with, the universe is granting me more and more and more revenue. And because I'm on this process of learning and growing, as I'm attracting more of it into my life, I know what to do with it. But honestly, guys, I couldn't imagine what would have happened if it had have showed up a year ago. It would have been a complete and utter disaster, and I wouldn't have been responsible with that money. So whatever it is that you're trying to attract into your life, I want you to think about, are you currently taking care of the beginning stages of that manifestation in your life today? If your goal is to have, I don't know, $1 million home, and you're not even taking time to clean your current home, or you know, you're not repairing things that are broken, the world isn't going to trust you with that $1 million home. So get really, really mindful about how you're maintaining your current state, your current reality, your current mindset. And know and trust that the more you grow in that, the more the world is going to entrust in you. So if you're one of our savvy community and you're hanging out today on this podcast, again, thank you for sharing some of your time with me. And I'm going to give you guys a little bit of homework. I want you to think about what it is that you set out in 2019 to attract, what you've done to get there, what has the process been like for you to try to create that reality? And I want you to think about it. Were you responsible along the journey? And if you weren't, don't worry. There's still time left in 2019. There's still time for you to take care of your current reality. And there's still time for you to attract, manifest, create, build, whatever resonates with you. There's still time for you to bring that into your life. So I want you to get clear on just one area to start with. You know, practice this whole current reality state and understanding that you're growing into the level of success that you're trying to manifest or trying to attract, or the kind of business you're trying to build, or that perfect partner that you want to have. If you wake up every day not feeling good about yourself, the universe is going to have a really hard time trusting you to feel good about putting that perfect partner in your life. And it's something to be so mindful of, because we just get really dead set on attracting this great life, or focusing really hard on, you know, this consistent daily action in our business or in whatever it is that we're trying to achieve. But if we're not taking care of it 100%, then we've set ourselves up to have an opportunity to continue growing. So you've got to figure out what that growth looks like for you. Maybe it's more education. Maybe it's just being more mindful. Maybe it's taking some time to be grateful for what you have right now. If you're not grateful for it, then the world is definitely, definitely not going to entrust you with more. So that is it today for the podcast, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Be More. Again, I'm so grateful for everyone who is in the Savvy community. No matter where you're at on your journey, remember that where you are today and where you want to be, that process in between is messy, that everyone gets to that state, and that growth period is where magic happens. So if you're in the middle of that crazy, stressful, agonizing growth, and you feel like you're just never going to get out of that space, I promise you, stick with it and you will. You're going to learn so many amazing things about yourself, about your business, about life in general in that messy stuff. So take a moment every day, tune into yourself, tune into your vibrations, be aware of what's happening in your current life, and use that to propel yourself forward. As usual, guys, it was so great to hang out with you. Have an awesome, incredible, inspiring day. Go out there and do what makes you happy. Fulfill your passions and keep crushing it. Bye, guys.